the kid that used to bully me at school still takes my money. On the plus side, he makes great Subway sandwiches.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
The richest man in town was deeply moved by the pastor's sermon. He stood and addressed the people. "I remember the day I earned my first dollar," he began. "That night I went to a church meeting and the speaker told us about his humanitarian work. I had only that single dollar and I had to make a decision, give it to his worthy cause or keep it for myself. So I gave him all the money I had. I believe God blessed that decision and that's why I'm a millionaire today." An older woman said loudly enough for all to hear, "I dare you to do it again." Since writing the book Making Life Rich Without Any Money, I often hear from readers asking for financial advice. My answers usually boil down to 7 biblical principles that may not make you the richest man in town, but they will enrich your life and guide you to financial peace. Number 1, your money ain't your money. Psalm 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. God is our provider, the source of all our stuff." Deuteronomy 8:18 says that even our ability to make money comes from God. Number 2, there's an antidote for greed. Greed is like a huge wart just behind your left ear. Easy to spot on others, not so much on yourself. Colossians 3 says to kill it. Proverbs 1:19 says greed robs us of life. It will squeeze your very soul. There's an antidote. Give it away. Honor the Lord with your wealth, says Proverbs 3:9, with the first fruits of all your crops. Giving is the antidote to greed and the pathway to blessing. Number 3, hard work won't kill you. My dad said that to me often. He died working. No, he didn't. But on his deathbed, he whispered to me, "I wish I would have spent more time at the office." Well, that's not true either. He taught me to work hard without abandoning relationships. Proverbs 10:4 says, "Lazy hands make for poverty. Diligent hands bring wealth. Work is a gift. It won't kill you." Number 4, debt is like wetting the bed. It feels good for a very short period of time. Borrowing for a house is one thing, but buying beyond your ability to repay is financial suicide. Proverbs 22:7 says, "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." Easy credit makes you uneasy. Avoid debt. Number 5, practice the fine art of contentment. Keep your lives free from the love of money, Hebrews 13:5 advises us, and be content with what you have. Give thanks for that old car that works, for a roof above and water from a tap. Stroll through a mall and give thanks for all the things you do not need. Be content. Number 6, God wants you, not your money. God isn't poor. He doesn't want your money, He wants you. Matthew 6:21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart." When you follow your money, you find your heart. Steer your money in the right direction and your heart will follow. Put God first. Finally, write it down, check it out. Check your statements once a month, make a budget. Proverbs 24:3 and 4 says, "A house is built by wisdom and becomes strong through good sense. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with all sorts of precious riches." We gave our kids an allowance in 3 envelopes labeled "For God, For Me, For the Future." They still thank us for teaching them to give, save, and spend less than they make. And they like to remind me of another principle from Proverbs. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Yes, I say, and that's why we're giving it all to the grandkids.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.